with scores, highlights, and headlines for all professional and collegiate sports. Get hyped for 107.7 The Bronc Retros.
The Overtime.
Welcome to The Overtime on 107.7 The Bronc Retro, WRRC2, a 2023 and 2024 nominee for an Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award for Best Online / Streaming College Station in the Nation. I'm your host, Benjamin Chenault. Starting it off on the hardwood, let's take the subway to Brooklyn and break down their game against the Toronto Raptors. Brooklyn was able to walk away from this game with a victory, 106-102. Dennis Schroeder and Cam Thomas of the Nets were both able to put 20-plus points on the board. Down in Georgia, the Atlanta Hawks and the Charlotte Hornets faced off, with the Hawks losing by 1, 115-114. Lottery pick Brandon Miller led the Hornets in scoring with 27 and also grabbed 3 rebounds and 2 assists. Heading out to the West Coast, the Phoenix Suns took charge over the Los Angeles Clippers, winning 124-108. The Suns' big 3 of Kevin Durant, Bradley Beal, and Devin Booker all had great games, with Booker having the best out of the 3, having 37 total points. To the Diamond, the Miami Marlins were able to topple the red-hot Yankees 5-2. Marlins' Jake Berger had a good day at the plate, bringing in 3 of the Marlins' runs, and Ryan Weathers had a good start for the Marlins, pitching 5 innings, allowing 0 runs and allowing only 3 hits. The Philadelphia Phillies are back to 500 as they took down the St. Louis Cardinals 4-3. Aaron Nola of the Phils had a good day on the mound, throwing 6 innings, allowing just 2 earned runs and 3 walks. Heading up north, the Blue Jays welcomed in the Seattle Mariners and were defeated 6-1. The lone highlight of this game for the Blue Jays was the absolute tank of a home run by Vladimir Guerrero Jr. Take a listen for yourself.
And this one in the air to left field, and it is way out of here. Deep into the second deck, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. has tied the game.
Audio courtesy of the MLB on YouTube. Staying up north, the Vancouver Canucks couldn't hold firm on their home ice as the Arizona Coyotes were able to win it in overtime 4-3. Dylan Gaunther of the Coyotes had a good game as he scored a goal and had 3 total points. A tough loss for a great Canucks team. This has been the Overtime on 107.7 The Bronc Retro, winner of a 2022 and 2023 Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award for Best Sports Update. Live from Rider University, I'm Benjamin Chenault.
And we are officially over time. Before you start throwing punches, know that you can listen to all past and future episodes of The Overtime at 107.7thebronc.com/overtime. Just click on your podcasting platform of choice. Let's get back into the music that made the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s only on 107.7 The Bronc Retro.
But are you a different animal and the same beast?